Hello, friends. Denny Pruto here again with the third part of my definition for preaching. As we get into this again, let me remind you of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. Here again, God's Word. Since you have, in obedience to the truth, purified your souls for a sincere love of the brethren, fervently love one another from the heart. For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable, that is, through the living and enduring Word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls off, but the Word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the Word which was preached to you. Peter connects the truth of the Word of God preached to the people with being born again. In other words, preaching the Word of God is the instrument God is pleased to use to bring new life to the hearts of men and women like you and me. This text of Scripture stands behind my definition of preaching. Here it is again. Now, preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments in order to change their thinking, bridle their emotions, and alter their wills for the purpose of converting sinners, sanctifying saints, and preparing people for heaven. This definition falls into three parts. The first part is the basic definition, the basic statement. Preaching is God communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments. And then we find the proximate purpose or the proximate aim for this preaching. We preach the Word of God. We preach the truth of the Word of God, or God communicates His truth through our preaching in order to change the thinking of the people who are in the pews, to bridle their emotions and alter their wills. All of this has to do with effectual calling. God's calling through the instrumentality of His Word. And then we have the final goal, the ultimate purpose for preaching. In order to convert sinners, sanctify saints, and prepare people for heaven. The preaching of the Word of God is aimed at converting sinners. Real conversion involves repentance and faith. And so good preaching is a call or involves a call for people to trust Jesus Christ and to turn from their sin, to repent of sin, to turn away from sin, and at the same time to turn to Jesus Christ. Repent, therefore, and return, that your sins may be wiped away. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. This is the proper response to the gospel message, to the truth of the Word of God. And as men and women in the pews hear the call of the gospel to repent and to trust Christ, we trust, as ministers of the Word, that God is operative in the communication of His truth to change the hearts, to effectually call men and women and bring them to repentance and faith. At the same time, part of the purpose of preaching is to sanctify those who are already believers. That is, to bring about growth in grace in their lives. Men and women are to listen to the Word of God and to implement the truth of the Word of God. They are to carefully implement what they hear, and as they do so, God will also empower them by His Spirit to walk in the truth which they hear. This is the whole process of sanctification. It is a cooperative process. On one hand, God changes the hearts of individuals, inclines them to serve Him and to follow Him. On the other hand, the preaching of the Word directs the individuals in the congregation on how they are to respond to God, how they are to walk, how they are to follow the Word of God. And in this process, sanctification takes place. Preaching, the communication of God's truth, has as its purpose the conversion of sinners and the sanctification of saints. And then finally, the glorious purpose of preaching is to prepare men and women for heaven. Think about this. Think about this wonderful truth, that part of what's taking place as the word is ministered in the congregation, that the bride of Christ is being prepared for the wedding feast of the Lamb. Certainly, the congregation is a vital part of the greater bride of Jesus Christ. And as the people listen to the Word of God and allow that Word to be operative in their hearts, and as the Holy Spirit applies that Word to their thinking and their emotions and their wills, they are prepared for heaven. Together, the preacher, the minister of the Word, along with the congregation, is being prepared for heaven. And the bride of Christ is being prepared for the wedding feast of the Lamb. It should be the purpose of the preacher to aim at the congregation's heart, to change the thinking of the people in the congregation, to see God's Spirit bridle the emotions of the people in the congregation, to see wills changed and attitudes changed, to see new inclinations of heart emerge so that people desire to follow Jesus Christ. And then conversions can take place. Men and women will be sanctified, and the bride of Jesus Christ will be prepared for heaven. Let every minister of the gospel make it his aim to pierce the hearts of the people with the arrows of the gospel, and let the preaching of the word be aimed at the hearts of the people in the gospel, in the congregation, and let the minister who is preaching the word aim at converting sinners, at seeing saints sanctified, and preparing the bride of Christ for heaven. Let this be the aim of the gospel preacher. Listen again to my definition of preaching. Preaching is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, communicating His truth in our world to people in the pews through human instruments in order to change their thinking, bridle their emotions, and alter their wills for the purpose of converting sinners and sanctifying saints and preparing people for heaven. Peter, in the first chapter of his little epistle, ties the truth of God as the means of converting sinners, and he ties these things to the preaching of the Word of God. The truth of God aimed at the heart will convert the sinner, sanctify the saint, and prepare men and women for heaven. Memorize this definition of preaching and make it your aim, if you're a minister of the Word of God, to follow this definition and carry out its purposes each Lord's Day as you stand before the congregation and proclaim the Word of God. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon again with other tips on preaching and presenting the Word of God.